Get lifted. They already know what time it is. Go ahead and get lifted. Get connected with people who's getting lifted. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. Let's do it.
Yo, what it do? We're here another Sunday on Get Lifted Radio. I appreciate those for tuning in. If you aren't aware of that track, that was Her featuring Bryson Tiller. Could have been, it's actually off of her new album she released, I want to say last Friday. So check it out. Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, the whole nine yards. If you haven't done so already, please make sure you follow us on Instagram at Get Lifted Radio. Also on Twitter at @GetLifted_Radio. And if you know any artists, author, manager, a marketing genius, anybody that is pursuing their journey and they want to build their brand, they want to share knowledge, please have them visit our website, getliftedentertainment.com. They can submit submissions for interview requests. Even if they have a drop or a commercial for their business, we definitely welcome those submissions as well. In your drop, if you want to do a drop for Get Lifted Radio, make sure you include yourself, your brand, and just mention Get Lifted Radio. Simple as that. Send it in to us. It's dope if you put an instrumental behind it. So, yeah, let's make it do what it do. But today our guest is representing North Carolina, currently residing here in Atlanta, Georgia, Kenya Martin. He's a wonderful singer, pianist. I think I said that right. Pianist. Yeah, I think I said that right. But anyway, I'm excited to catch up with him because it's been over, I want to say like a year and a half since we interviewed him here on Get Lifted Radio, and he's definitely been putting in a lot of work. So before we bring him on, I want to get into a track real quick. We're going to go with my homegirl, Jennifer. We're going to go with Pick Up Lines, set the tone a little bit, set the atmosphere. Make sure you follow her on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, I, R as in Robert. Here we go with Pick Up Lines right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. Pardon my interjection. But you so bad you stopped the intersection. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You so interesting. And I got time, I'm looking to invest in. You, my dear, oh yeah.
Yo, and that was my girl Jennifer. You make sure you follow her on Twitter and Instagram at J-E. Let me take this back. Twitter is I am Jennifer. So I am, I hope you can spell I am, but I am Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, I-R. And you can also stream that track on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, iTunes. It's the title of the track is called Pickup Lines. Check out the video on YouTube, the whole nine yards. Support the indie artist, man. Support the indie artist. But well, no further ado, I definitely want to make sure that we give our guests his attention, his well-deserved attention. So we're going to go ahead and bring Mr. Kenyon Martin in the building. Kenyon Martin in the building. What it do? What it do,
what's
sir?
Going
welcome
on?
To the radio.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
Yeah.
It's been a long time, man. It's been a long time.
I know. It feels like it's been a real long time, actually. Like, wow.
Hey, but that's what happens when you're working, having fun, and you know, you're building and making this whole vision that you have envisioned come true, bro. You
exactly.
Are really doing it.
Wow, man. I'm honored, you know, to be in this game, to be in, you know, this industry, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of growth, a lot of learning. But you know, through everything, I'm just glad to be able to do what I do.
For sure. So before we get into our interview, just introduce yourself a little bit. Let the people know, you know, obviously who you are and what you represent.
Definitely. Kim Martin, as you beautifully shared, I'm hailing from, you know, of course, Charlotte, North Carolina, QC. And I'm a artist, singer, songwriter, pianist, and pretty much, you know, have been doing music now for a while. On a true professional level, definitely since about 2009 when I got here in ATL. And at the end of the day, I represent good music, pop soul, feel good music is how I coined my sound. And I just love fusing the worlds of old and new school music and just really putting emphasis back to just, man, just those great iconic records and vibes and sounds, and that's my aim, is to touch and inspire people through music, for sure.
Definitely. And I can honestly say that since I have come across your music and just following your journey over these past couple years, you can definitely tell that you are inspiring people from so many different age levels and demographics. Like, I've seen you have comments from older people. I've seen people comments like from church people.
Right.
So I've seen the whole nine yards, and also with the youth. I see what you're doing with the youth. So I just want to say, if no one has, or if you don't hear it enough, like, just keep going, because I know sometimes it may seem like people are not paying attention, or people may not recognize those, because some people, you know, their egos, they don't want to congratulate you. But I just want to tell you, congratulations for all your progress you've made over the past couple years. You deserve it.
Thank you. I receive that. Totally.
For real.
I really
for real.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So last time we talked, you were just like really starting to build this momentum with Suitcase and what was the other name of the track? I can't remember the other track off the top of my head, but I do remember you were starting your move with Suitcase and everything like that, and you reached out to me about performing in like Jacksonville and some different places. So since then, I think you've been in like LA and New York. You've been all over the place, man. So
And you know what's funny is I think even from the last time reaching out to you, like I've been to Jacksonville like twice. Like it was just crazy from honestly, like even putting that in the atmosphere, it's like it happened. You know what I mean? And I didn't even really know how it happened, but it just like happened, and I was like, whoa, like Jacksonville showed a lot of love. Really, really loved it, for sure.
Nice. So I seen that you've been a part of like some Academy Awards that you've, like different shows that you've been a part of and receiving all these different type of accolades. So fill me in on a little bit about that. What's been going on and how did that all come about?
Yeah. Well, start of the year, it really kind of was a surprise to me of even attending like the 2018 Grammys and, being a part of like the whole Grammy Academy. It really happened out of nowhere, honestly, because I probably like most people, I just thought the Grammys were, hey, a cool, dope award show that represents like, you know, some of the highest honors you can get as a, you know, musician, a singer, artist, producer, you know, songwriter. And little did I know, it was a huge, more in-depth, detailed kind of deal. And it came from you know, just the consistency of performing and making music, where a friend of mine that works at a music distributor connected me with a few affiliates at the Grammys, and they were so interested in meeting with me and getting me involved just in their network. And before I knew it, like, I just remember literally, coming to my apartment, well, checking my mail as I was coming, you know, home to my crib, and I had, like, this fancy, like, invitation. Like, I mean, it was, like, it had, like, the freaking embroidered, like, you know, name. Like, it was just, it looked like an expensive
official
invitation.
Like,
yeah, official.
You're like, I'm official.
Exactly. Right. And I was just like, whoa, like, wait a minute. They didn't tell me about this. And it was like from there, it was like a snowball effect of performing through Grammy Week and then being a part of a lot of these bigger platforms, like with MasterCard and Coca-Cola and all of these, you know, just it's literally like a whole new world. You know, a whole new network. And so, I've just been continuing in that, yeah.
So when you, because I know, like, when you first start off, it's one of those things where, like you said, the Grammys and BET Awards, and it's almost like it's impossible, if you will, to reach those type of stages. So now that you have had that opportunity to be, if you will, exposed on a bigger stage, a bigger format as far as the industry goes, because there's levels to everything. So you definitely have reached another level doing all that. So what do you see like the differences in what it was like to try to get performances before compared to now, since you have had that opportunity?
Yeah, I think one of the main things that it's so interesting that you asked this particular question, because a lot of people have been asking, you know, like especially a lot of artists peers are like, "Yo, bro, like, who does your booking? How did you get these shows? Like, who did you reach out to?" And you know, the honest truth is, everything that I've been doing, I would say definitely stemming from like last year to present day, I haven't, in a very humble and honest way, I have not had to like reach out to anybody like to, hey, can you put me on this bill or yada yada. Like, it really has come to me, and I think that's only because through that transition, you know, like anybody, I think coming into being an artist, it's like, yo, like, you're trying to find shows, you're trying to find opportunities, you know, just to get out there, because you just have this hunger to share, you know, your talent or whatever. And I mm-hmm. think from experiencing that, it's just really shown me that even in this next level, if you will, it's like you have to still have that type of energy, that type of just appeal where, you know, you don't take it for granted, because people can see that and people can tell, like, when your heart is in it. And I think that's the only reason how more keeps coming, you know. And
right.
it's interesting too, because for the most part, people are, what I am learning, like, on this, I love the way you said it, so I'm going to just keep saying it, the next level.
And
it's like you see a lot of people that they're totally unaware, which is kind of unfortunate to some degree, but there are a lot of people that are really, you know, that are on the more, I guess, mainstream or major side of music. They're just unaware that there's so many artists like myself that are genuine and that really, you know, work hard, because they're only focused on the artists that are within their, you know, direct umbrella. So it's always kind of like a surprise, like, oh wow, like, you did this, or, you know, you're from Charlotte, like, you know, it's almost like people like you, like, come out of Charlotte. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like directly said like that, but you know what I mean? Like, it's
right.
like they're just totally out of touch, you know. And
everybody's
I
supposed to come from, like, New York, Hollywood, or Atlanta, I assume, or Miami.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I get what you're saying. In regards to what you said, you were saying that even though you have reached that next level, you still have to continue to be persistent, and you still have to make sure that you're able to portray that passion, and people know that this is not something you're doing just for that hot opportunity or that quick bag, if you will. So do you feel like you have to work even harder now than before? And when I say work harder, I mean, like, obviously elevating your performances. Do you feel like you have to take a different approach in writing and putting together songs and things of that nature as well?
I definitely think that it's a blend of those, but not in a way where it's like I have to conform to something I'm not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
but it is definitely being aware, like, hey, this is a new platform, a new arena. And now you're being looked at as the artist on the rise in the like of all of these other, you know, Billboard top 40 artists or people that were just that already walked the lane that you're in, but they're, you know, at this level. So it's like you have to recognize that even when it comes to your live show or your songs, you want to hold true to yourself, but you want to recognize that you have a lot more people that are looking at you. So at least be open to experimenting, pushing the envelope, and not just always, I would say for me, I'm learning not to just always focus on doing things like I've done them in the past. It's like, okay, be critical. Like, if something's not
right.
really as dope, you know, don't just be like, oh, well, I've done something like this before. Like, cool, let's rock with it. It's like always try to fine tune. And especially with the live show, like, it's funny because I play piano, but for a while I was like, nah, like, I just want to dance. I just want to move on stage. Like, you know, I just want to be that guy. And I had from my manager to my cousin as we literally grew up like brothers, he was like, man, you can actually play, like, dude, like, you should do that. And I was like, nah, I feel like that's going to make me just look, like, more chilled, and I'm going to come off, like, like, oh, he's like just an older, mature guy. And they were like, no, dude, like it's going to be popping, right? Because how many guys, especially black male artists, play the piano?
Piano,
anymore,
right?
Like, you know? Yeah, you know, but for me, I didn't see it as that. But I sat down and I was like, hey, okay, let me get beyond just what I like to do naturally, and let me try to come out of my comfort zone and even find a way to make it appealing. And from doing it one time, I mean, it's like now every show, like people are waiting for that, you know, moment. And it's been really crazy and awesome to see, like, wow, how it's made my presentation and appeal go beyond even what I thought it could be. And I learned that from even going to a lot of shows now. It's like there's so many elements that people and artists have that it just makes the show, man, it makes it go from like a level 10 to like a level 20, you know? And yeah, I think just being open to change, like, it's a good thing.
Definitely being able to step out of your comfort zone. And because, I mean, you did a performance for Coca-Cola at Six Flags and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to think about the diversity of people that are going to be there, even the range of races. So I could totally understand that. But as far as the playing the piano, man, I love it when an artist, even a rap artist, like has a band or live instruments. It just does something for the show. Like it makes a performance so much better. So keep playing the piano.
Wow. I got you for sure.
Keep playing the piano. But before we get any farther into our interview, I do want to get into a song break. We can go which way you want to go. We can go Suitcase. We can go Girl, I'm on the Way. Where do you want to go with it?
I'm thinking, let's do Suitcase first and we can get into that new later.
Okay, we get it to the new. You heard us say get it to the new later. So we're going to go ahead and go with the Suitcase by my man Kenyon Martin. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and Instagram. K as in Kite, E-E-Y-E, N as in Nancy, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. And here we go with Suitcase right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
To my suitcase. I'm gonna make a difference, not gonna walk in ignorance, make the world listen, I'ma leave an imprint.
You
think I know I'm here, the world is gonna be my stage. And when I'm long gone, they can talk about me, they gon' read about me. I'm gonna leave a legacy, a legacy. Yes, you and me, gonna make history.
Is this the gentle, is the death?
Instagram and Twitter. That's K E E Y E N Martin, Kenyon Martin. Stream that thing. Tidal, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. Did I get them? Did I get the major ones, Kenyon?
No, yeah. Those are the major ones, for sure.
So let's change the world for every boy and girl. Is one of the lines in that particular track. I like that, man. Like, one of the things I love about artists that make their purpose bigger. Well, one of the things I love about artists about you, like you, is that you make your purpose bigger than yourself. And
yeah.
I feel like when you do that, when you make anything in life, any purpose in life bigger than yourself, you continue to get blessed. So in that regard, like, definitely make sure you stay along that path, man, of especially being there for the youth. In regards to your work with the youth, like, if I recall, I think I remember seeing you, like, working with them or working with the youth in, like, a music program or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a few different music programs. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that, and if there's any information out there, if there's anybody that's listening that has kids or that might be in this Atlanta area, you know, mm-hmm. let us know a little info.
Definitely. So one of the companies, an organization in Atlanta is the Atlanta Music Project. And literally that's the AtlantaMusicProject.org, or you can just search Atlanta Music Project and it'll definitely pop up. And I've been super fortunate to work with this program for the past few years, and it's just been a huge eye-opening, blessing, I mean, just rewarding experience, because it means so much to kids of all ages, specifically when you have people that give back, but not just give back for the sake of giving back, where you actually try to build relationships, you know, get to know their interests, get to know what they're going through, and what has forever connected me to always wanting to have the capacity to be involved with youth. It's like, you know, you go in and you'll teach a song or teach them something about music, and, you know, over the few weeks of just working with different age groups, you'll see that they have so many different, like, issues and hurts and just family situations, and you know, with the negatives, they have a lot of dreams and goals, and, you know, they just want somebody to listen, you know, and that's just always made me take a second to be like, wow, like, we have so many kids out here, man, that they literally need attention, and a lot of times they aren't getting it at all, or they are getting it, but in the not so positive ways that they're, you know, they're receiving it. And it's just shown me, you know, that, hey, we were all kids, and there was something that we were exposed to that inspired us, like, you know, you and being a personality in radio, and, you know, me in music, and, you know, the list goes on. Like, there was something in our childhood, in our youth, that showed us that it was possible. And a goal of mine is just to always try to find that light in youth and inspire them to keep doing it, you know?
Definitely. I was just having a conversation earlier in regards to what you said, how the youth, they just want to be heard. Like, they just want to know somebody is there for them. And I was talking about this in regards to the music, the rap music from some of the artists that have, like, the tattoos and stuff on their face. If you listen to their music, like, you could tell these kids are, to me, it's almost in a sense of crying out. Like, they talk about being sad.
Yeah.
They talk about how they feel like nobody loves them, you know, and they're pretty much all self-medicating. Like, so.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that you're conscious of that and you're aware and you're actually trying to be a part of making sure not all of the future falls by that particular wayside of, if you will, mental illness, because essentially that's what it leads to. So when you are interacting with the kids and things of that nature, and, you know, you teach them a song, or I don't know, you may be around a piano and teach them piano, like, do you see a difference in just their whole attitude and their demeanors?
Absolutely. Like, you instantly can see how, for instance, a lot of the schools that I go into are specifically, you know, what they write off as, this is like Title I, underprivileged, you know, like low-income communities. And automatically, like, day one, you'll go in and they'll have a whole breakdown of, you know, this particular child is, you know, their behavioral issues, they aren't performing on their grade level, and, you know, they kind of have already labeled them, just kind of prepping you for what you want to. And, you know, I always like to go in, hey, like, it's a whole blank canvas for me. Let me build my own relationship, you know, with this particular youth. And it'll be from sitting at a piano and even just talking about something that they like and then connecting it to the music. it's like you see a totally different image of what the school has kind of already written the child off as. And one of the most impactful memories I'll never forget, I remember there was a third grader, it may have been second or third grade, but I remember it was a school right in Decatur area off of 20, and I remember, like, he just was not ever following directions in class. He really had a lot of just behavioral problems, and we connected on music, and, you know, I just really took time and was patient with working with him, and, you know, I was teaching him, like, hey, man, if you really, really like music, I want you to think about that, you know, when you're having bad days in school. And so it got to the point where every day he would look forward to me just coming in the afternoon for about an hour, hour and a half to work with him on music. And fast forward into the end of the school year, he had like a total turnaround with his behavior. His grades went up, and, you know, he like cried the last day of school. I'll never forget. And he was like, I'm sad. And I was like, well, why are you sad, man? And he was like, because I won't get to see you every day because we're going, you know, we're getting out of school. You know, and you know, I made sure and connected with his family and, you know, still keep in contact with them to this day. But I, you know, what if I would have taken what the school kind of already told me and I would have approached day one with knowing, okay, he's bad, so let me go ahead and put my guard up and just treat him like everybody else is treating him. You know, I would have totally missed out on this change. And, you know, those moments, man, it just, it forever keeps me just open to, like, actually caring about our youth because they really are going through a lot and they need people to care about them.
Man, that's totally awesome and very moving. Like, now you got me over here like, okay, I need to be doing something. I need to be doing more. So don't mind if I'm texting you after the broadcast. Like,
no,
hey,
no, that's fine. No, seriously, like, please, because I mean, you know, like, especially our kids, like Black kids, we just get a bad rap, just period, you know. And you know, at the end of the day, it's the smallest things that really leave an impact on youth. It really is.
I agree. You know, because I even thought about, I don't know a lot of youth per se, but I even thought about how could I do a podcast broadcast, but have the youth be the broadcasters for that particular episode and let these kids have a platform where they can talk about the things that are happening, such as bullying and body shaming and, you know, kind of how I built this platform for indie artists to be able to have a platform where if they have explicit music, we're going to play it. If you want to talk about politics or whatever the case may be, like, this is an open forum for that. And I feel like with social media and all this digital age communication and how they interact, that's how they communicate, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought about that. If you got any ideas, you let me know. Maybe we can come up to something together. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. For sure.
But that project, again, is the Atlanta Music Project.
Atlanta Music Project. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys check that out, the Atlanta Music Project.org. And, you know, I feel like we all need to take some responsibility when we get to a certain age when it comes to the youth, because at the end of the day, especially in the Black community, like, they're our future, you know. So
absolutely,
let's make it do what it do. On another note, I was reading that you have now gotten your catalog of tracks like 150 plus songs.
Yeah.
You've like shared the stage with you know, the BB and CC and Marvin Winans, Common, man, what's her name? L Varner?
Yeah.
So when you have those type of opportunities and you share the stage with these bigger names, do you have the opportunity to speak and meet with them after the fact?
Yeah, majority of the time I do. Now, some of them, some like super big names, they are, you know, more a little bit private. Like I remember I got the opportunity to sing background vocals for Aretha Franklin, and it was really one of my first ever like big type of gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember she was very friendly, but you know, they were telling us how, like, well, you know, Miss Aretha, she doesn't really like taking a lot of like personal photos and yada yada yada, which I mean I get it, hey, she's the queen of soul, like I'm you know,
right.
But she was absolutely really really sweet and a pleasure to work with. But you know, we saw her the day of the performance and
mm-hmm.
that was like it.
Wow. She's like, I'm in
of,
and I'm out. I'm done what I needed to
like,
do.
No, like for real. Like absolutely. And but for many of the others, it's always been love. And that's something that I'm so grateful for, because, you know, in this industry you just hear horror stories of, you know,
mm-hmm.
some people being like just legit assholes and just rude, and you know, like, and I'm like, I'm one of those type of guys, like, hey, when I'm in, you know, that type of scene, I keep it real chill, like, because I don't want to, you know, be in a negative situation. But thankfully it's always been love so far, so hopefully it continues to be that way.
Absolutely. So if you had the opportunity to share, let's say you had opportunity to go on tour with
mm-hmm.
somebody, like, who would that be?
Oh, wow. You know, hands down, like, the first person that comes to mind, and this is probably because, like, I'm secretively praying that this happens, like, one of my faves is Missy Elliott. Like, yo, I just feel like she's at a point in her career where if she chooses to go on like a nationwide worldwide tour, like, it would be crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I would just love, even if I could just open and just do like one song, like, I would be just to be there. And,
we gonna tweet her. You know, she be tweeting back.
For real. Yo, like, she does. She really does. And because, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, like, Missy has literally worked with everybody. And if she goes on tour, she can bring anybody, like, all the features. Like, so that will automatically give me access to meet all of these other people.
Definitely. I like that. I like how you're thinking.
No doubt, you know, but I mean, like, the truth, like, Missy, she truly is one of my absolute, like, just favorite human beings. Like, I'm just like, yo, can we just, like, be friends? Like, cause she's just mad talented. Yeah, like, man,
that's an awesome pick, though. I'm not even an artist, and I mean, if I had the opportunity, I'm gonna be like you. Like, hey, yeah, what do I need to put on? A bow suit? What color? Pink? Guys.
For real. I got
Let's
you.
Let's do it. So, Missy Elliott. And as far as, like, let's say on a production level, I mean, even though I know she mm-hmm. can do that as well, we'll just take her as the performance level. But on a production mm-hmm. level, if you had an opportunity to say, hey, we're going to get you in a room with whoever you choose for the day, like, which producer would that be?
Oh, wow. Producer.
Please say. Please say it.
See, that's hard too. Like, I absolutely would have to say, like, Timbaland.
Thank you for saying it.
Like him and, you know, his boy, because they're both from the VA, Timbaland and Pharrell, mm-hmm. like, they immediately were the first, like, two that came to mind. And mm-hmm. it's just, like, both of those guys, I mean, their catalog is just ridiculous, you know, hands
yeah.
down. Who have they not worked with? What have they not done? And I would be so freaking blessed and humbled, like, to just be in the sessions. It's like, wow, that's magic. That's pure magic.
Man, like, because I think Timbaland, he's even, like, worked with Elton John. Like,
Yeah,
Timbaland's a beast. I was hoping
yeah.
that, like, you can't separate the two. You can't separate Missy and Timbaland. So
right, you definitely can. That's so true. You definitely can.
So, you know, being as you are a singer, I personally have seen how the recording process goes for a singer. Just have owned a studio, so I know it's a little bit more intricate. So
mm-hmm.
when, you know, do you face any type of challenges like that? Like, I know for rap artists, they get frustrated when they go into the studio and after their song is mixed and mastered, like, it doesn't sound anything like what they intended it to. So do you come across that too as being a singer?
Yeah, I definitely do. But I would say the good thing, what I had to learn is just like the chemistry of like that producer and artist and engineer. Like, I didn't know anything about that. You would hear like, oh, like Brandy and Darkchild and Timbaland and Magoo and Missy, you know, and I used to always go, oh, that's tight. Like, maybe they're just like friends, but it's like, nah, yeah, they're friends, but that chemistry, it's what works and it helps them build, you know, the whole sound perspective. And I had to learn, you know, the hard way from just the chemistry dynamic, or you may work with a producer that doesn't know how to engineer, and so now you have to find someone that knows how to engineer. And it was just like, oh my gosh, like, yo, I just wanted to sing in the microphone. I didn't even know it was all these levels. Like, I'm so serious. And,
like, yo,
you know,
I just
now,
sing.
Yeah, seriously. And now from having a lot of just different experiences at different studios, it's like, okay, you kind of find what works. And after you know, doing it enough, you definitely know, okay, like, when I'm in the booth, like, I need to have the headset volume this level, because a lot of people don't realize it's like when the headphones are really loud, it's almost like, you know, if we're like chilling, walking down the street, and you're blasting your headphones, you clearly can't hear somebody calling your name, and then they'll text you, be like, yo, I saw you downtown. You're like, what? You saw me? Why didn't you say nothing? It's like, well, say something to hear you. You know, it's like, it's legit the same challenge when you're singing, you know, like for me, I have to have one earphone on and one off, because I'll over sing and be pushing really, really louder than what I have to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had to learn that. Like, I didn't know. And I think now it gets a lot more easier, and I'm on this whole wave of learning the type of mics. And I was like, dog, like, you mean to tell me now I got to be specific about what type of mics we got to get?
Right?
Yeah. I was like,
I know exactly what
I'm
you
like,
mean. Jeez.
Yeah, you know, and I'm just like, I'm still learning, like, and so I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to keep learning to keep perfecting and building the sound, but I'm so glad that I guess I can say I've graduated to at least knowing how to record well and place my face in front of the mic and, you know, have the pop little filter positioned correctly. You know, it's crazy how the least thing, moving something, can change the whole end result.
Yep.
So,
have you heard
yeah.
of that what is it? I think it's called Chaotic Ball or Chaotic Eyeball. And you put it, it's almost like the pop filter that you're talking about, but you actually put it over the microphone. It looks like a circle. It looks like a ball. And you just put it over the microphone.
Wow.
And you can travel with it. And it's supposed to make your sound and stuff even better because it's secluding the microphone. I think it's like $200, but like I've seen a lot of the celebrities have it too, like when they're on the road in their studio recording and stuff like that. So I don't know, maybe something you might want to check
that
out.
No, I appreciate that. I'm a definitely, and you know as well, like isn't it crazy like how frequent something new comes out?
Right.
It's like
exactly.
Right, you've locked in your way of doing something. It's like, hey, we got an improvement.
And then I think like the recording programs and the equipment, the people who build the equipment, I think they work together. It's like, all right, this is only going to work on this program for a little bit. They're going to have to upgrade their mic.
Yeah. Yo, it's like freaking phone upgrades. Like when you get the new phone, it's a new one comes out. Like I think all of them are working together. It's crazy.
For real. So before we get into your next track, do you have any words of encouragement as far as, you know, because I feel like developing a brand as a singer and developing a brand as a rapper is definitely different. I mean, you could use some of the same ideas as far as tactic-wise, but it definitely is different. So, do you have any encouraging words for singers?
Yeah, for singers, I would definitely say you have to, well, one, I love to live by if you can be consistent, you can be great. Like, I feel like you just have to really believe it, own it, and keep going forward. And but with singers, you really have to, I think, get to the art of singing, you know, not throwing any shots at anybody out there, but I think, unfortunately, it's like the current wave, it's less singing and more like kind of talk singing, throwing around lyrics. So it's like, oh, well, I'm not really a rapper, but I'm not really singing. I'm like in between. But
I call
like,
them syllabalists.
I love that. Syllabalists. That's perfect, though. No, I'm absolutely stealing that, and I'm definitely going to give you the credit. But no, it's true. It's like, if you think about it, there is not really a lot of distinction as a singer. It's like you really will all begin to sound the same. And, you know, as singers, people are very, 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 very true when it comes to like a live show, for instance. Like, it's either going to be really good, it's going to be mediocre, or it's going to be bad. And as a singer, anybody can get on stage and be a syllabalist, you know, but it's a different ballgame, man. If you're up there and you really got vocals, man, people will tell you and they'll rock with you. And
You're right about that. I think singers be getting some critical critique.
Yeah, and it's real. And I think you got to go back to really recognizing, hey, like, it's an art form, and really trying to perform from your heart and, man, make vocals great again.
Make vocals great again. We're going to get that in red and white. How about that, Trump?
Seriously. Seriously, make vocals great again. Yeah.
You should get that
people
on a shirt, man. Hey, merchandise. Put that on your website.
I'm going to have to write that down. Seriously, I'm going to have to write that down.
Yeah, go holler at your marketing team. Like, everybody make t-shirts for everything. So, hey.
Right.
AM, make music, or make vocals great again.
Yeah.
$20.
Yo. Absolutely. We're about to do that for real.
So let's get into your track, the new, as you call it. The new
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new. So what was your direction with Girl, I'm on the Way?
Well, I specifically Girl, I'm on this the way. Song, I wanted it. Yeah, like I wanted it to be the complete collision of like old and new school elements. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was written, you know, a lot of times it's when you're in love with a girl or a chick, you know, your shorty, whatever you call her, it's like, you know, you mess up. And I think in either aspect, being in a relationship, like, it's work, you know, like, it is legit work. It ain't peaches and cream every day.
It's not 112 peaches and cream.
Right. Yeah, it's really not. And, you know, I just wanted to write, hey, like, if you're the party that messed up in the relationship, yo, like, you could own it and just be like, tell, like, girl, I'm on the way. Like, I'm coming back. Like, you tripping, I'm tripping. It's all good. Seriously.
Girl, I'm on the way. You tripping, I'm tripping. We're going to make this thing work.
Absolutely.
I love it. That's awesome. So, y'all heard what he said, man. If you mess up, if you're the party that mess up, man, just own your shit. Own your shit. And say, hey, girl, boy, I'm on my way. You tripping.
Yeah.
I'm tripping. I'm on my way.
Yeah. I love
it. Well, here we go with Girl, I'm on the Way by Kenya Martin right here on Get Lifted Radio.
The perfect picture of forever. Happily, you were mine and I was yours. The silver lining, the better part of me. Inseparable, we were forevermore. I let you go, I forever know. Forever know, I let you go.
I gotta get back to you, whatever I gotta do. I gotta get back to you.
It's easier to see that picture when you close your eyes. The love we have inside will make it last, baby. And petty, the good and the bad and the thick of it. Take us back where we began. I'll do it all over again, over and over again. It's easier to see that picture when you close your eyes. The love we have inside will make it. Yeah. I'm on my way back to you. I'm in you. equals two. Baby girl, forever true. Me and you, forever true. Me and you, forever true.
Yeah.
Hey.
Forever true. I ain't got your vocals, but
come on, vocal.
I will try.
I love it.
Hey, man. I love that track, though. It definitely is one of my favorites. It's on one of my playlists. So you should add it to one
of your
playlists. Go to Tidal, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, SoundCloud. Got your website? What's your website, Keen Martin?
Oh, it's first and last name, KeenMartin.com.
KeenMartin.com. Man, it's definitely been great catching back up with you for sure. You already know I be keeping my eye. I be having my eye on everything. But
if
there's anything that we could do for you over here, you already know, just hit me up, let me know. New music, another interview. I get your music, I just drew a blank. Your e-letters, your newsletters, emails, we get those too. So I appreciate you for keeping us abreast of everything that's going on with you, man. Before I let you go, do you have any shout outs? Any thank yous?
Yeah, definitely thank you to there's so many people that support, you know. It is nothing, I am nothing without, you know, support of people, friends, fans, my team, 312 Creative Agency, JSW Media. And I'm just, you know, thankful for everybody that's listening. I'm really appreciative.
I, too, am thankful for everybody that's tuned in. Nobody pressed one to speak to Kenyon, but I do see the callers. A lot of different area codes. I'm not sure of these area codes. I'm going to have to look these up because I'm nosy like that. But anyway, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. And for sure, make sure you follow him on Instagram. If you got your phone in your hand, please do so right now. KeeyenMartin. Martin Kenyon. Follow him on Twitter. Hop on your Spotify or your Tidal, your Apple Music, whatever it is that you listen to your music, because I know everybody listens to music. Check my man's out. Ain't that right, Kenyon?
Boom. Absolutely. Check it out.
Well,
check it out.
What you got planned for the rest of the evening?
I'm not even going to lie. I'm going to be lazy, and I may actually go out. It looks like it's kind of warm. Well, I know it's warm, and just maybe, you know, go out for a walk, but I got back in from doing two shows yesterday in Macon, Georgia, and so this is going to be
Bibb County.
Pretty chill day. Yeah.
You get a lot of love in Bibb County.
Oh, yeah. The show was crazy. It was really, really crazy love last night. My first time performing there, actually, so it was awesome.
Believe it or not, I used to live there too, man.
Oh, wow.
Yep, I used to live in Macon. I actually lived in Macon before I moved to Jacksonville. I moved to Jacksonville when I started the whole Get Lifted to try to, you know, expand a little bit. Macon's kind of small, so.
Yeah.
I've been in the 478, man.
I got a lot of love for the 478. I loved it. They were
awesome.
Really great vibe.
And real quick too, let the people know where they can find you on YouTube, because you have a lot of media on YouTube as well.
Oh yeah. So it's I believe my YouTube channel is Keeyen, KeeyenMartin 12. Or you could search my name, Keeyen Martin, as well, and we're definitely posting a lot of content from a cover series I'm doing, putting there and on Instagram. And it's just some nice classic songs mixed with a bunch of new songs and a lot of performance content that we're always keeping everybody up to date of what we got going on, for sure.
For sure. Well, as always, man, your family here at Get Lifted Radio, so do not ever hesitate to reach out to me for anything.
Most
and I
definitely
am going to be reaching out to you about your youth programs. Since I now live here in this area, I would get involved. And I have some ideas that I would like to carry over that I started in Jacksonville here to Atlanta. One of them is called Shorts for Shorties, where I used to take up clothing donations for the kids during the summertime. We always do like back to school stuff and things like that, but it's just as expensive for parents to clothe their children during the summertime as well. So that was one of the things that I was doing in Jacksonville that I would like to incorporate here in this Atlanta area for sure. So we'll talk about that.
I'm excited. That sounds awesome.
All right, man. Well, you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay. Yo.
All right.
Always love
Yo,
Get Lifted
peace.
Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Get Lifted Radio. So I'm going to close this thing out with my guy from Houston, Texas. His name is Great House. He's also a singer. He just released a track called Toast, but we're going to close this thing out with his track titled Forever. Once again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in this Sunday. Tune in on the following Sunday. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Get Lifted Radio. Follow me on Twitter at GetLifted_Radio. And here we go with Forever by Great House.
I'm sure for every guy, but I want it to be me. If I had to choose you or the air I breathe,
yeah,
God help me, cause I just wouldn't breathe. I know it might sound foolish to you, but it's cool. I don't have to be with nobody. Girl, I never
And y'all can't tell me. He ain't tear that damn song up. Make sure you try. You follow him on Twitter and Instagram. His name is Great House. Stream his music on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. And that is Great, G-R-E-A-T, House, Great House. It's one word. That track is titled Forever. And we're out of this joint. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Y'all go eat some good food. Enjoy your weather. Maybe you stay dry if it's raining wherever you are. I don't know. Go take a swim in the beach. But whatever you do, be safe. We're out.
Don't tell me you're sorry. Don't tell me that you care. Rambling on and on how much you love me. You don't mean it. Never did. I wished upon a star that our love never is. Let it go, gotta let it go, gonna let it go. I don't wanna be friends. I don't wanna be friends, no. Loving ended, put me in a frenzy. Everybody say I'm crazy, but I'm not. Feeling like the last one standing on the planet. Cause you're gone, you're gone. Heartbreaker, heartbreaker. I thought you were the one. I thought you were the one. But you're just a heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Caught up with the wrong one. Now I'm sitting by my lonesome. Heartbreaker. Don't tell me how I played you when you came in unprepared. For months and months to try to give me, just to lose the best you ever had. I wish you did your part, so the love would not end. Oh, gotta let it go, gotta let it go, gotta let it go. I don't wanna be friends, I don't wanna be friends, no. Loving ended, put me in a frenzy. Everybody say I'm crazy, but I'm not. Feeling like the last one standing on the planet. You're gone, you're gone. Took advantage. I'll be laying with someone new by the time you regret it. I just wanna tell you that I'll never take it back.